This is the BBC.
It's Tuesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All about the Julias today. Julia Hardy, Radio 1's gaming expert, gets her first go at Innuendo Bingo, and she doesn't hold back. Also, my tune of the week is by a girl called Julia Michaels. She wrote Can't Keep My Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez, and also Sorry, Justin Bieber. My tune of the week is her song, Issues, and she joins us to play Real or No Real. Also, a tribute to the best football rant of all time on its 12th anniversary. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Well, what a day so far today on Radio 1. Good chat on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy this morning about the size of famous's TVs. The celebrities do seem to have big ones, generally. This is after a photo did the rounds of Adele's massive TV. Not the one off Radio 1, the one off of Hello. But she is Adele. It literally dwarfs her, this TV. It's huge.
It's got me thinking about the size of yours, though.
Well,
and whether you could even submit yours.
No,
as for technicalities.
As revealed this morning, I've got 52. And
you're
49. Someone's doing well.
Yeah, but you don't believe that I'm a 49. You think I'm bigging up my part.
I had you down as a 32, I'm not going to lie.
Which there'd be nothing wrong with, but no, you'd be surprised to hear. No, I am a 49.
Baller.
But you don't believe it. It's a bit like... I've been honest about this. For a long period of my life, pretend I've got bigger feet than I have.
Yeah. Have you?
Just for not losing face.
Well, what are you actually?
So I'll go and buy some trainers, and they'll say, what size do you need? I think I'm actually a 9, but I've always worn size 10.
Right, okay. So you've lied about the size of your feet all your life?
Yeah. But not all my life, because obviously at some point my feet were growing.
Right.
So I just assume my feet have always been growing, and actually they're not growing anymore, I don't think. What age do your feet stop growing?
I don't know. I've been a 10 for a long time.
Yeah, but are you actually a 10?
Yes,
I am. Just saying you're a 10 to make yourself look bigger.
Sometimes I'm an 11.
I don't reckon you are.
Yes, I am. On a
good
day, I'm an 11.
It depends who's asking.
It does depend who's asking. Anyway, back to the TVs. Ainsley, I saw this on Twitter earlier. Feeling a bit smug that my TV's bigger than Scott Mills and Nick Grimshaw's. Does this mean I'm getting somewhere in life? Yes, it does. 100%. Then we had MO in the live lounge. That was good. And on today's show, it's a great day to be called Julia. We've got Julia Hardy playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Now, if you don't know Julia, you know, like Ali Plum is the Radio 1 movie expert. Julia is the Radio 1 gaming expert. She knows all the games. First time on Innuendo Bingo for her at 1:45. And then another Julia, Julia Michaels, off of that song Issues that we're playing as our tune of the week, is going to come and see us after 3 o'clock. It's all good. And she's going to play Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what, Scott? It's a very important anniversary today as well. It's a big, big day.
Is it your birthday?
Not my birthday.
It's soon, though, right?
It is soon, yeah.
The big 4-0.
Yeah, you know. It's obviously, you're aware.
Yeah, I know. I know that it's your birthday soon because it's near mine.
Yeah.
But it's not that, okay.
Fine, so it's not that.
What else? Is it the anniversary of Calvin Harris with pineapple on his head on Jedward's performance on X Factor?
I can't be sure, but I don't think it is. Not what I've got in mind. That would have been, that would have been nearer Christmas, wouldn't it? Because X Factor.
Is it the anniversary of Susan Boyle, I Dreamed a Dream? And that's just one side of me.
No, it's got nothing to do with any of the sort of talent shows that we have in the UK.
Right. Okay, I'll do one more guess. Is it Gemma Collins on TOWIE opening her robe to everybody and saying,
you ain't ever gonna get this candy?
No, sadly it's not. Although that should be a national holiday.
Is it the anniversary of when we played that clip to Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield off of Hollywood,
and then
they did their own version of it? Do you remember? Emma Stone off of the Oscars blunder the other night.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Is that not one of the greatest things you've ever seen?
Hang on a second. Hasn't she just won an Oscar?
Yes.
Oh my word. So that's an Oscar winner there. Emma
you
Stone.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Is that
she is? Being Gemma Collins for a
you role. Ain't ever gonna get this candy.
That's so good. No,
okay,
it's
I'm
not
out.
That. So it's a big anniversary today.
Well, when are you gonna tell us what it is?
I'll tell you in a little bit.
Oh, good.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're just continuing the chat that Grimmy had this morning about the size of celebrities' TVs after Adele was revealed. Got a massive TV. Craig and Epsom. I like it when and kind of like workmen and people that install things kind of spill the beans a bit. Craig and Epson, just casually round at Simon Cowell's house, installs an 85-inch plasma.
Whoa.
75 grand's worth of television there, my darling. Whoa. Also, Mark in Peterborough has serious TV envy, not of a famous person, but of a mate of his, right? He's packing 90 inches and it's curved.
I mean, that's just incredible. We need to let Grimmy know about all these people.
Absolute show off, I know.
Scott Mills.
Julia Hardy's here. Hey,
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So, I noticed that you put on your social media last night. Oh, no, actually today, that you washed your hair. That was pointless.
I didn't realise till after I'd done it, and I thought, well, that was a completely ridiculous thing to do. I'm just going to have to wash it later, after it's got Chris's spit in it.
Yes.
Gross.
So this is your first time on Indian Bingo. You're looking forward to it?
I am, actually. I mean, I spit water at people generally, normally, so okay, now is an excuse to do it for work.
And how is the world of gaming?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Have we
sit on piles of money.
Ever?
Yes, I actually do have the coolest job
it
ever.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we were in Japan, start of the year. That was pretty good. I was in LA last week.
Ooh. Yeah.
See, seriously, hit me up on Twitter if you want to know how to get into gaming, because it is a growth market and worth investing your time in.
Has everyone given up on Pokemon now?
No, actually, I went out with a friend who works for Sony yesterday and he was still playing. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. What's going on with that?
I thought that was a summer thing, you know? Yeah, but big time for games at the moment, because there's a new console out, which I know you've done a documentary about, right?
Yeah, it's out on iPlayer at the moment. It's about Nintendo Switch. It's basically Nintendo make or break, because obviously Wii, huge for kind of changing everyone's perspective about gaming, sold a bundle. Wii U, not quite so much. Mm. One of the worst, terrible sales,
right,
to put it lightly. So obviously with the Switch, everyone's kind of keen to see if the Nintendo can kind of bring back a little bit of the magic, because they do rely like really heavily on nostalgia. But is that enough?
Right, okay. BBC iPlayer to check that out. And Julia is about to play Inyo de Bingo, Radio 1's gaming expert, for the very first time. Positions.
Scott, you need to get more into gaming, I think. That's something that I've never done with you.
I don't think it's the time, Chris.
We've never done it. We've literally never done it.
No, we haven't actually. It's one of the very few things we haven't done together.
Okay, leave that alone.
Yeah, all right.
Scott Mills.
Everyone's gaming expert Julia Hardy is having her first time experience on Innuendo Bingo. We were talking about celebrities and like YouTubers and that, and the size of their televisions. Now, someone's just grassed you up here, Julia. Someone says, I know for a fact that Julia Hardy has twin televisions. You're in the wrong business, Mills.
Ah, it's true. I actually did used to have two television sets so that I could game at the same time as my...
How's that work? What, two games at once?
Yeah, two consoles. Well, I've got every console, obviously, because I have to for work. Another perk. Yeah. And
what do you mean? So you've got a controller in one hand and another controller in the other?
Do I need to explain this? Two TVs, two consoles, two different games. So you can sit next to someone and play different games, but you're effectively in the same room.
Oh, no, you see, I thought you were playing... It was just you doing both consoles at
once. Oh, that's how good I am. I'm like some whiz kid.
That's what makes you a gaming expert.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Let's get wet, lads.
Lads.
It's time to witness the wetness.
Come on, Julia.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
The most dramatic thing I've ever heard.
Right, I know. It's like being at a theme park, isn't it?
Mm.
And you do get as wet as a theme park too, generally. Should make it a wet one today, shall we?
Yeah, come on then.
Okay, here we go. In your bingo, as much water as you can fit into those mouths, please.
All right, now.
Now.
Yeah. What?
Ready? Go.
Oh. First, we're heading to the Molly Green Show with Molly Green on BBC WM. Now, Molly's a fairly new presenter by BBC local radio standards. And I think she may have... I think she startled her experienced producer, Dean, here with this question.
Thank you ever so much for the suggestion. That's ace. Dean, do you know what a dick is?
What?
It's a dick. It's a small deer.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I feel like we should have heard that somehow.
Dean,
before.
Do you know what a dick is?
If you've got a story about a dick, make sure you contact the Molly Green Show on BBC WM. All over the West Midlands.
Is it?
Yes. Mm. Okay, more water, please. Julia Hardy's on Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. We're going to a play on BBC Radio 4 now, and this one is set in the Victorian era, where they did things very differently back in the day. I had no idea about the unusual ways they used to store things about their person back in those days.
That's very nice, she said. And look, I'm going to give you a little keepsake too, just between you and me. It was a small silver box that she drew from her muff.
Okay, good.
I'm really enjoying your laugh, Julia. A lot. Right, next, we're going over to Jane McDonald's new show on Channel 5. Water, please. And the show is called Cruising with Jane McDonald.
You can't call it that.
It is. That's the name of the show there. She's sailing around the country, trying out new activities. You've lost it, love. Water, please. So here's Jane. This is a new activity, but I think she's given this one a go before. Maybe it's something she learnt on her time in the cruise ships.
Jeanette's wrapped them up and they're ready to go.
That looks brilliant, doesn't it?
I'm genuinely so chuffed that they didn't burst.
I'm so proud of myself. Look at that.
I must have fisted it a bit than she did, because you had to really get it down there. So I'm quite pleased that mine looked so fabulous.
There's Jane McDonald fisting the stuffing into a haggis there. Thank you, Victoria in Canterbury, for that one. If you spot a clip which you think would be good for Inuit Bingo, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what they said, what channel, and we'll find it.
I need to watch more daytime TV.
I know, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Water, please. Now we're heading back to last week's EastEnders. All sorts of horrors have taken place over the years in Albert Square. I don't think I'd want to live there. Especially when terrible things like this happen.
I mean, we shouldn't be here, should we?
You saw what happened. I shouldn't have let him get to me. He vandalised James Bush!
He's an old pro at this.
He is good, isn't he?
He needs next level.
He vandalised James Bush!
Some terrible trouble there on EastEnders with some local youths and a rhododendron. Chris and Claire spotted that one and they dropped us an email. You can do the same if you find it in your bingo thing. Next, an all-time classic from ITV's Mr. Selfridge. They're not bringing that back, are they? Oof. Mr. Selfridge was a wonderful shop owner. Not least because of how much he enjoyed the company of his staff. Now, these two characters have just had a run-in with him.
I thought we decided yesterday it's a good thing you don't work here for us.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself. Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
You'd whisper that in the shop, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Let's go for another classic. This is an old show called Collectaholics with Mark Hill and Mel Gedroich from Mel and Sue. Mel always sounds excited on the TV. She really does. But she seems to be particularly excited about what she's going to be doing at the end of today's episode.
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Oh, that was a direct shot.
That jumper's done you no good.
Oh, that was a hard one.
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Water, please. Oh, there's general love for your laugh, Julia, everywhere. Okay, we're going back to last Friday now on Six Music, where Steve Lumack was joined by JJ, the bassist from an old band called The Stranglers. And here's JJ, fondly remembering his youth. He did get up to a lot back then.
A bit surprising when you're not the same person as you were 40-odd years ago. Yeah. And the fingering is different.
Yeah.
Your fingering is different.
Oh, my God!
Sorry.
Talking to a veteran guitar player there. It is different. Thanks to Joe on email for that one. And finally, our absolute favourite clip from the last few weeks. It's from Wanted Down Under. More daytime TV. Now, the people in this episode have been busy making arrangements all day. And as we join the show, their plans have finally come good. Listen to how excited they all sound, all of them.
How are you talking?
Wow. It seemed the hose had finally arrived.
The Ho family there arriving in Australia for the show.
It seemed the Hoes had finally arrived.
And that was Inyana Bingo with Julia Hardy and her amazing laugh. Check out her gaming doc on BBC iPlayer. And thanks so much for coming in and playing today. That was awesome.
That was good fun. Thanks,
thanks,
Scott.
Julia.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. You know, we like to play some bangers at 2:40 every day. I pick a song. Chris picks a song. You decide what gets played. Early days. But I am in the lead at the moment. Can Chris equalise at 2:40? We'll get one of you on.
It was an absolute robbery yesterday, Scott, though. No, My Chemical Romance, my song, really shouldn't have lost. You chose Ayaz.
Nothing wrong with Replay by Ayaz.
No, it's just, it was a bizarre victory. But yeah, you're right, you're 1-0 ahead.
His iPod was stuck on Replay.
So, Scott, look, it's a really important anniversary today.
Yes,
and after bangers, I will say what it is, and pancakes. I think we should celebrate. Not pancakes.
Everyone, well, that's on a different day every year, isn't it?
Pancakes. Is it?
It's not like a fixed date, or maybe I'm talking.
I thought it's always on a Tuesday.
Well, yes, it's always on a Tuesday.
Because Shrove Tuesday,
yes,
right?
It's always Tuesday.
Yeah. So what are you suggesting?
But it's not always this date.
Well, no, obviously not, because the. Well, how do they work out what Tuesday it is then? What which Tuesday do they make Shrove?
We'll make this Tuesday Shrove.
Anyway, everyone's talking about Pancake Day, and you know, it is lovely seeing everyone's pictures of pancakes. But no, that's not the anniversary.
I know. I saw Greg James say this earlier. I'd forgotten what they look like since last year, so it's real nice to see them all on Instagram. Right, well, when are you going to tell us what this brilliant anniversary
is? Right, after bangers today, I say we all celebrate this anniversary. A couple more guesses.
Okay, I'm going to say, is it the anniversary of the opening of the Scott Mills Bridge connecting north and south on Fleet Services on the
M3? No, it's not. Good guess.
Is it the anniversary of when this person put it on the internet when they'd said this in their sleep?
Go over the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Again, I'm not 100% sure, but no, I don't think... That's not what I've got in my mind anyway.
Is it the anniversary of Pete going off at Jane and being a real sore loser on Come Dine With Me?
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Oh, dear. No, I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
What a hero. I was watching this live at the time. Do you remember? I just happened to stumble across this episode.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe what I was watching.
Get off my property.
Greatest contestant ever.
Ever. So you're going to tell us when?
Next half hour after bangers, we need to celebrate hard.
Scott Mills.
I need to really have a word with myself about Kashmir Sayre. How about that? Because I can't stop watching. Do you know the girl I mean?
Yes.
It's been around for a while, but now I'm fully obsessed with it. A girl that was on Dr. Phil and was just getting a bit beefy with Dr. Phil and then just decides to go, Kashmir Sayre, how about that? And I've watched it. I'm saying 30 times last night.
And you keep repeating it.
Yeah. I know that Grimmie was talking about it yesterday. Do you know she's been offered all the reality shows now?
Has she?
Yeah. Like, she's literally taking her pick of all the American shows.
Just because of that?
Just for saying once on Dr. Phil, Kashmir Sayre, how about that? People are making, like, songs of it. She's got merch. Like, she's loaded from this.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Robin Watford.
Hey, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. So you just finished work for the day. What do you do?
I'm a personal trainer.
Oh, yeah. And here he comes to steal your girl.
Are you a single personal trainer?
I'm not. I'm a married man.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Don't be trying it on with another client.
No, this might sound weird to you. It's just I've got this theory. I just don't trust personal trainers.
No, that's a massive sweeping generalisation.
Well, yeah, afraid so. I just don't trust them.
We're very trusting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've never had any experience of anyone trying to, like, any of my personal trainers to nick anyone. No. Have you had a bad experience,
No,
Chris?
I've not had a bad experience. It's just the occasional time I am in the gym.
when was that?
The gym induction.
The occasional time I do the induction.
I just, you see the personal trainers there, and obviously, you know, they know what they're doing in there. Yes. They look the part.
They do.
And I just think the access there is... is unprecedented.
Do you look the part, Rob?
I do, yes.
Yes, Gordon.
Okay, it would if he said no, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's training for the London Marathon, is that right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
And you've got a half
in April.
You've got a half next weekend.
Yeah, running around Silverstone.
I've just signed up for a half marathon.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember I used to do them back in the day and then I got bored. I'm back. Right, okay.
I can train, Scott. I'm more than happy to help.
All right, Rob, we'll sort something out.
So, Rob,
here he goes again. Look at him.
Rob, you're from Watford, right?
I am. I'm a local boy, Chris.
All right, good. I'm a Watford fan, so let's bond and make sure you choose my song today, okay?
Well, that's pathetic. Okay, here's what I've got for you. I am a mountain. I am a mountain.
Oh, it's a good one today.
I am the sea.
Good work. You can't
take that away. Mountains, Biffy Clyro. I am a mountain. Good song.
Very good song.
All right, Rob, that is a good choice, to be fair. You can have that or you can have my choice, which is this. It's Chase the Status and Plan B. June, pieces. God, two good bangers today.
You're still not out of Chase the Status or Avicii songs.
No, but you know how much I love Plan B. It was more that kind of angle.
Well, I don't know what I would do in this situation because they're both good.
It's, both two good, very good songs, boys. But, you know, very motivating from Chris. It's a good song. Something that I do like to listen to when I run. You know, a lot of drum and bass, a lot of dance music.
Sure.
But then you've got Biffy Clyro, who are a really good band. Mm-hmm. And I do also like to listen to them when I'm training as well. So right. Two hard decisions there. And, yeah, it's a tough one to choose between, but...
Building up the tension here, Rob.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've made up my choice. I think I know what I'm going to go for.
Go on, then.
It's got to be quizzes today.
Come on, Rob.
It's good, but I could not eat to that.
We don't have to eat to that.
Well, that would really stress me out. You'd like be shoveling it in, wouldn't you? Like,
mate, that's a tune. You know that's a good banger.
It is good, actually. Some people are saying robbery, but they're all Biffy Clyro fans.
Mm. It's rare that Biffy will lose on bangers.
Totally. Thinking a little bit outside the box today, Chris, weren't you? I like it.
Cheers, mate.
I like it. So it's one all on bangers. And that was Chase and Status, chosen by the personal trainer. Oh, here's it here. Here come all the Biffy fans. Biffy should never lose to anything. I wish the personal trainer small calves and annoying clients.
One!
I hope you get small calves. Right, tell us what this anniversary is, please, after the Hunter. I'm dying to know.
Scott Mills.
It's a big anniversary today, Mills.
Yeah, you've been saying since 1 o'clock.
You haven't guessed what it is yet, but
no.
It was one of the greatest moments in Premier League, well, in football history.
I won't know it then, will I?
No, you will. You will know. Because occasionally on nights out, we do shout it as well.
Right.
Think about it.
And it's to do with football?
Involves a very famous TV chef.
Norwich, right?
Yes, Norwich, yes.
Delia Smith,
where she decided to scream, "Where are you? Where are you?" during a football match.
What anniversary are we on?
So it's the 12th year since she did that. Can you believe
12
that?
12 years?
12 years. Everyone knows. Well, if you're a football fan, you will have known that this happened. It's timeless. So yeah. Basically, Delia Smith came onto the pitch at halftime when Norwich were losing to Manchester City.
Yeah, huge, huge Norwich fan, Delia Smith, off of cooking.
And just wanted to rally her team.
Right.
And if you own or you're like very important in a football club, you have the right to go onto the pitch, grab the microphone.
Do you?
Yeah, it seems to be the case.
All right.
Especially if maybe you may have enjoyed a couple of wines.
Well, that's the rumour that Delia was a couple of wines deep, but we don't know.
Delia Smith, who I guess if you don't know Delia Smith's work, she's kind of like the Mary Berry of her day.
Yeah.
She was like the big name on campus before Mary Berry stepped in.
12 years since
12
this
years,
happened.
Man.
For the best possible supporters in the world,
Julia, where are you?
Where are you? In celebration, can we all just be screaming this today?
Yeah. In fact, if you want to scream it with us, then text us on 81199. Come on, where are you?
Scott Mills.
Can you believe it? Can anyone believe it? It's 12 years to the day since TV cook Delia Smith grabbed the microphone and did the best rallying cry in the history of sport ever at Norwich. With or without the aid of some Sav Blanc, we don't know. But it remains forever in the history books as one of the greatest things that I've ever seen.
For the best possible supporters in the world, we need a 12th man here. Where are you? Where are you? Yeah. Let's be having you!
We really think we should mark this occasion, so hello, Jamie.
Hello.
I hate to ask, but where are you?
I'm in Sutton Coldfield at the minute, just pulled over.
Okay, do you agree with us? This is one of the greatest moments ever in sport.
Absolutely, I love it, I do.
It really was a message for...
12 years, though.
12 years, man, a message for the greatest fuzzball supporters around.
Fuzzball. Rachel?
Yeah?
Are you loving Delia as well?
Loving Delia.
It's great, isn't it? It's one of my favourite clips to play on the radio. It never gets old.
Well, women in football should involve wine. That's all I can see.
Yes, Queen. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
You've got a weird claim to fame about this, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I used to work with a guy who she grabbed the microphone off of.
Oh, no way, man.
I used to work with the guy who Delia Smith grabbed the microphone off to shout, "Where are you?"
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that qualifies you for this.
That's huge. Was he expecting it, do you know?
He wasn't, no. He wasn't. Was as shocked as everybody else.
Give me that microphone.
Yeah, I mean, it did look like it came as a surprise.
Yeah, and it was his story that he used to tell in all the icebreakers that we had to go do on training sessions and things like that.
Of course, why wouldn't you?
For all it's worth.
Okay, Jamie, Rachel, Tom, to celebrate 12 years of Delia Smith grabbing that mic.
Well, everyone around the UK right now as well, let's do this.
Okay, after three, are we ready? Let's do a mass... Where are you? Jamie, Rachel, Tom and everyone listening, just pretend I can hear you.
So let me begin. A message to the best fuzzball supporters in the world. We need a 12th man here.
Go.
Where are you?
Okay, good. Let's be having you.
Where are you?
Come on.
This is Elf Kid. That went well.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Julia Michaels.
Hi.
Now, over the years, I've had many interesting opening greetings with artists, a particularly awkward exchange once with Snoop Dogg. I remember the Jonas Brothers being overly friendly.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like, thanks so much for having us, man. Thanks so much for having us, man. And like all the hugs.
Yeah.
But I, in all my time at Radio 1, have never experienced a welcome elbow, which is what I just got from Julia there. So I was about to shake your hand, and instead you offered me your, I think it was your right elbow.
Yes.
Why is that?
I'm sick right now, and I don't want to shake anyone's hand and like transfer all my germs over. So I was like, hey.
So you just touch elbows.
Yeah, but yeah, I didn't know. Like a little elbow kiss.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, she's put her elbow out.
Like, but you can kind of. This girl is nuts.
You can combine it with a dab, and it's very respectful. It's like a quick dab to you
very
and touch elbows.
Now.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, it's very nice to meet you. I know you've been
nice
kind of
too.
Working away for some time now, just writing some of the biggest pop songs in the world.
Oh.
Like Gomez, Hands to Myself.
Yeah.
Now, did you write the line, I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
I did. Yes.
Okay, now, that makes me feel a bit funny inside because...
Yeah, I freestyled that in the studio. I was like, guys, I have a really stupid idea. Let me just try it. I did it, and everyone was like, oh! And I was like, okay, I think that's good. Yeah. Like, I think that's a good sign. Yeah.
When you write a song and then the artist, obviously another artist goes and takes it and they change it ever so slightly, does that annoy you? Like, how's that for you? Do you have to kind of, without sounding like a pun, keep your hands to yourself and just step away from it?
It's like, Justin Bieber, you're doing this all wrong.
Yeah, this wasn't what it was meant to be.
No, it doesn't bother me. Unless they try to change it to something that just, like, doesn't make sense at all with the song. Like, they just like the line, but it doesn't make sense. Then I'm like, let's try and find something else. Mm-hmm. Do a little damage control.
But you're very nice about it. You're like, we could do that. Or let's do this.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, maybe that's for the bridge.
Well, have you ever written a song then, and then you've heard it and you've gone, oh, I should have kept that for myself?
No. No, I have not.
Apart from this one. Your solo
apart
single.
From this one, yeah. I mean, I'm a songwriter. I'm not precious about songs. If someone else wants to do it and make it their own and they feel just as passionate about singing it as I did writing it, then that's theirs.
And also, you still get the lion's share of the money, so it's all good. Why did you keep this song for yourself? I've read that you thought it sounded so much like you that you couldn't really hear anyone else singing it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I actually wrote the song about a fight that I had with my boyfriend, go figure. And after we realized how just pathetic we were being, we realized that, you know, we love each other and we gotta make it work. Okay. And so it's kind of great because everything I want to say to him but can't, I just put it in a song. And I wrote Issues that day. And the song is basically me in 3 minutes. And I always put a little bit of myself and really everything that I write. But when I heard that, like, a couple people were interested in singing it, I don't know, something feels different here. Right. Like, this just doesn't feel the same.
Who are those couple of people?
Who did you have to tell to back off the song?
I'm not going to do that. Oh. I won't name names.
Okay. Can we guess?
No! I mean, you can, but I'm not going to give it up.
Okay.
Rihanna?
Get off my song, Rihanna.
That was a
well
special moment for me.
Scott Mills. Okay, Julia, because you're tune of the week, we're roping you into this game we do called Real or No Real. It's a selection of facts.
Okay.
Some are real, some we just made up a few minutes ago.
Fabulous.
You just got to guess which is which.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
The word yes has been added to the dictionary.
No. No, yes. False. Please say that's false.
I really hope it is. It's something, well, particularly Scott says a lot. He's always, yes.
It's become a problem.
Please say that's false.
How many times a day do you yass, Julia Michaels?
Probably not as much as you, Scott.
No,
come on, she says hello with her elbow. She definitely says yass.
Yeah,
she's a yass.
There comes a time when most things that are in popular culture do get added to the dictionary, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So how does it work with songwriting then? Do you feel sometimes you're forced to put things that are in popular culture into songs? Like you're forced to put yass in a song?
Mm. Never.
You
never? No.
Do you think Beyonce regrets mentioning pagers in Crazy in Love?
No, I don't think so.
The song that gets me at the moment is It's Gonna Be Lit Tonight. And it just feels like it's too forced. Do you know what I mean? It's like just taking a word that's common.
I don't think I've ever put a trendy word in a song, just because that's exactly what it is, a trend. And by the time the song comes out, the trend is gone.
So you've never felt the need to put in Cheeky Nando's with this one?
Yeah.
into the lyrics just because... No.
Are you familiar with that, the Cheeky
Absolutely
Nando's?
Not.
You don't know what Cheeky Nando's is?
Take that away with you, Julia.
Oh, my word.
And here's the follow-up two issues. It's Cheeky Nando's with this one. Julia Michaels.
Yeah.
Okay. Yas has been added to the dictionary. Chris, what are you saying? Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Julia.
Please, God, no real.
That one's real.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
You're kidding me.
It's happened. It's the definition here from the Oxford English Dictionary. Expressing great pleasure or excitement. Example, free wine and cheese and sweets. Yas.
Yas.
Acceptable spellings are yes, Y-A-S, yas, Y-A-A-S-S, and yes, Y-A-S-S. Other words added in the three-month update include sausage fest, cat lady,
no,
and butt dial.
Familiar with?
No.
Yeah. Are you familiar with all those phrases?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, fine.
What's butt dial? Oh, I know.
It's like when you accidentally call somebody.
Got you.
Yeah.
Like a pocket call.
Yes.
Here's your next fact.
If you're attacked by a brown bear, you can scare it away by playing the music of Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Obviously not the one you wrote.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Which one did you write?
Well, I actually wrote Sorry, and I actually wrote another song on the album called The Feeling.
That's so cool. Yeah. God, yeah. I wish I was good enough to write a song for someone.
Yeah.
Oh. Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, how do you do it? Tell us everything.
Sometimes I'll be driving in the car or I'll be like in the shower and I'll be just like thinking and I'm like, oh, singing a melody or something. And sometimes I'll have a voice note on my phone that I'll bring in, or I'll have a little lyric in my phone that I'll be like, hey, we should try something like this.
Okay, but if you're in the shower, right, and you've just thought of the most amazing song, it's that really annoying thing where you've got to get it down straight away, right?
No, I just sing it over and over so I don't forget.
Yeah.
And then I'll like tape it after.
So where were you when you wrote Sorry?
We were at a studio when we wrote Sorry. Sorry kind of popped into our heads, and then we were like, what's the best story to wrap around the title? And I think we wrote it in about 40 minutes and then went and had dinner.
Do you remember when Ryan Tedder was in and we suggested to him, we found this thing and you can put it up in your shower and you can write notes in the shower. Yeah.
No,
so it's like a
way.
Notepad, but it's waterproof.
We were going to buy him one. We never got around to it.
Forgot.
We can promise you the same. We won't get around
to it. Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, so Brown Bears, you can scare them away by playing the music of Justin Bieber. It won't be the one that Julia wrote.
No.
It'd be more like that one. What was it? Eenie Meenie featuring Sean Kingston. Not a highlight. Let's all be honest.
Oh, you guys.
Come on. No, it's kind of true. But you can scream at a brown bear and then it will scare away. I've seen that happen before. I've seen videos of that.
Yeah.
So maybe the Justin Bieber thing will work. Julia, what do you reckon?
I don't know. I'm going to say false.
Okay, so no real for Julia, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Well, it happened once.
I suck at this game.
It happened once. Russian fisherman Igor Vorhodlovich was pounced on by a bear near his favourite fishing spot near Siberia. But as it began to claw him, his mobile went off with Justin Bieber. Oh, it was Baby, which was his ringtone.
Amazing.
And it kind of startled the animal, causing it...
What an incredible ringtone for that name.
Caused it to flee back into the forest at once.
But what are you suggesting? If you're being attacked by a brown bear, start singing Justin Bieber. Because if you are going to go down, that is a really weird way to go,
isn't
it? It
is a weird way to go.
Just have Baby. Just have Baby on your phone. Near, like, really, like, easily accessible. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Oh, Julia, so low scoring. But it's your first time. I got 10, you got nothing.
Damn it.
But you'll have to come back and see us again soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for coming in, Julia.
Thanks for having me.
I think it would be right now to play the song that you wrote for Justin Bieber, the massive one.
Okay.
So let's play Sorry. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Scott Mills.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.